producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jam-packed third hour. Buckley Hammond joins us to break down from Chicago what's happening with the hidden microphones to get the public's response. Ebola news coming up in the next segment. Your phone calls. I haven't gotten into UK's Prince William and Kate thrilled at second baby news and how that ties into the situation with the independence vote coming up in Scotland. We'll cover that as well. Right now, let's go right back to the calls. John in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How you doing? I got right in front of me, Alex, a 1987 copy. Well, it was a dubbed copy, the 1987 miniseries America about the Soviet communist takeover of America. And everything in this is straight up Barack Obama. There's a reason this has never been. It was a bootleg copy. There's a reason this has never been.
No, you're right. Chris Christopherson stars in it, and it's very hard to find. We ought to get a copy of that from listeners and do a review of it. You're right. If I remember that film, it's basically everything they did.
Yeah, and I'm in Ohio. Now, when I was in Texas, I got stopped by the Border Patrol for 30 minutes outside of El Paso. Got put in a cage with my car. It's got Ohio plates on it, and they're trying to ascertain my citizenship. It took a half hour at about 11 o'clock at night for them to ascertain.
Yeah, no, they wanted to know if you were bringing drugs across that the government didn't get a cut of. That's why they put you in a cage, brother. They were scanning your car.
But it's weird. That was in 1997. Now, in Ohio, where I'm at, people in Ohio go to Canada all the time. I never have. My father went to Canada with his semi-truck. Back then, you could just drive across the bridge and go in. And it's very weird. The town that's directly across from Cleveland's Port Stanley, Ontario, we're talking 2,000 people. Mayberry RFD. It would be so pathetically easy to get terrorists in there. The only thing they might not notice them is a lot of the terrorists tend to be of Middle Eastern or Pakistani origin. They would stick out maybe ethnically, but it would be very easy for the terrorists to sneak in there at night and load a boat. Everybody knows Lake Erie's wide open, especially over Sandusky, Ohio. I know you've probably heard of Cedar Point Amusement Park.
Yes.
Cedar Point Amusement Park, there's a bunch of islands up from that, and it hops up to Pele Island, which is on the Canada side. You could literally island hop from Canada right into the United States with bombs, nobody'd ever catch you.
And the reason I illustrate this, and the reason we harp on it, is don't have a random checkpoint saying we're looking for terrorists or TSA garbage or spy on my phone to see if I'm a terrorist. All you're doing is training me to be a slave and dominating me and breaking my will while the government is openly funding ISIS and hoping they attack us. And that's why I've said there could be a real attack, because ISIS is over 100,000, probably 200,000. They've got all these weapons. They've got billions of dollars. The British news is letting them fly back and forth because they're working for the globalists, just like pre-9/11. I just hope nothing happens the next few days. And if it does, we're going to be here pointing out we were wide open.
It's so ridiculous. Hello?
It is ridiculous. No, I agree with you. And it makes me very angry that look at how they used 9/11 to transform our world. And now, did it get rid of Al-Qaeda? No, it's bigger than it's ever been.
Don't understand it, because it angers me, because this lake's sitting right up there and everybody knows it. And everybody knows that Canada's immigration laws are basically zero. And even in this country, from 1787 until 1924, our borders were pretty much wide open. We've always known there was a problem, but the Democrats have, since Thomas Jefferson, had this idea that the whole world could come to America. And even though we had an Immigration Act of 1790, we never enforced it. And so even today, we've been drunk on this idea that America is the homeland, the land of opportunity.
Well, listen, if you don't give people welfare, you're only going to get people coming here that want to work generally. You have free goodies, though. That, since the 30s, is what has screwed up immigration. Because if you tell people, come here and you don't have to work, pretty soon you bring enough people in that are clients of the government that you got two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me. I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, Apple, headed up with Al Gore, has rolled out its iPhone 6 and its new iWatch. The iWatch surveils what exercises you're doing, what your heart rate is, reports it all back with GPS location. But it's so trendy and fun. And quite frankly, we could use these to shoot live video inside places that we're basically investigating. It's got a lot of good applications, but it was built at slave factories in China. Apple gives all this money to try to take my rights away, to undermine the Second Amendment. But if I go over and use Microsoft products, they're just as bad. So the new iWatch is out, the new iPhone 6 is out, and oh, new iPhone 6, you purchase things with a thumbprint, and all these hundreds of big companies are online to do it. What happens when they start doing banker bail-ins and fines and fees on your digital currency? Because once everything's digital and they can force you through their systems, they can then track, surveil, and tax everything you do. And the power to tax is the power to destroy. Now remember, the technology is really 30 years advanced of what we're being given. So this has all been socially engineered And Apple is the very cutting edge of beta testing, rolling this out to change our world. Has a lot of interesting applications. Can have a lot of fun with it. Just like buying a new Chevrolet Camaro's fun, but it's got satellite tracker box in it, getting ready to tax you by the mile, and they made the announcement 2 weeks ago. All the cars have it. Your cell phone tracks you in real time illegally. All the new appliances track you in real time illegally. The smart meter outside your house that you paid for tracks you, controls your temperature. They're literally putting robots in a Skynet and making them ubiquitous in our world to control and track everything we do. And so we're here reviewing this new system. Talk about science fiction. This is it. And it just gets more and more amazing. People standing in line for 2 weeks to get their iPhone 6. People standing in line for 2 weeks to get the iWatch. And, of course, they come out with a limited amount to create that Christmas toy effect, where the toy that sells out, everybody's got to have. And, of course, it'll be laden with bugs. And, of course, I want one. See, that's what's so evil about it, is that it's so hard to not get sucked in by it. Because I can shoot live videos. I can take amazing photos. It makes it so much easier than having a phone in my pocket. On and on and on. But it's an evil social engineering company whose symbol is the apple being bitten. Who gave Eve the apple? El Diablo. Pretty amazing. And they're coming out with a smaller iPhone. A little mini iPhone, I guess. A middle-sized one. And then bigger ones. And then they've got, I guess the iPhone 6 is getting bigger now. I guess to try to challenge the droids and the rest of it. I don't know. It's just all out of control. Speaking of out of control, ladies and gentlemen, I want to go to this special report filed by John Bound today on the latest with the Ebola situation. Here is that report.
The World Health Organization, the very same organization that wants to impose a global consumer tax on everything from internet use to your bank account to raise money for its drug research in the developing world, is reporting total Ebola-fueled chaos in West Africa. Scientists have discovered that this new unique strain of Ebola may have originated during a funeral for a traditional healer in Sierra Leone, where two strains of Ebola may have coincided. Further research has traced the disease down to a 2-year-old boy that contracted the virus from a wild animal. The pandemic is ravaging Liberia the hardest, where entire families are packing themselves into taxis in a futile attempt to find Ebola care. The Ebola-laden taxis will only add fuel to the fire, as they are not disinfected and beds are in short supply to treat this contagion. Nearly 40% of new cases have occurred in the past 3 weeks. According to the World Health Organization, 3,600 have been infected with Ebola, 2,000 have died, and upwards of 20,000 will become victims of the outbreak before it's all over. But those numbers have been disputed by locals in West Africa for months. Last month, Dr. Gottlieb, former Director of Medical Policy Development for the Food and Drug Administration, asserted that Ebola is likely to arrive in the U.S., and that if it does, the CDC will invoke powers to hold a healthy person against their will. Dr. Gottlieb also points at an executive order passed by Obama on July 31st, which allows for the detention of Americans who merely display signs of any respiratory illness. We are already seeing a widespread respiratory mystery illness among children in the United States. It's only a matter of time. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
That's right, and they say it's going to arrive here. They've flown 4 people into Atlanta, and they don't even have them in a proper bioweapons laboratory system. They have them in a university medical system. And now AP reports Ebola is surging in places it had been beaten back. Here's another headline, NBC News. 4th Ebola patient lands in Atlanta. Ebola virus spread by taxi passengers, says World Health Organization. area of animal-to-human Ebola risk bigger than thought, AFP. U.S. Britain to send troops to help fight Ebola in West Africa. Here's the deal. It takes weeks now to show up, not days. So it has a lot longer to gestate, to get in your body, and then you're a vector for weeks while you go around spreading it. They're estimating at the UN 100,000 people will have it by December. And a lot of evidence shows it's worse than we're being told. And we know Ebola, you can pull up the news articles, we've done reports on it, has been messed with in labs. They think it's been souped up in Western labs. I don't know. Our government's been caught doing thousands of secret medical studies on people, and their favorite group is black people to target. Don't worry, they target everybody, but they really seem to get away with it with blacks the most that we know about. And it's not just Tuskegee and syphilis. It's feeding black kids pesticide, chaining them down till they die. The jail guards get sad and blow the whistle, and they get in trouble. That's in New York State. Oh, but Cuomo and wants your guns. So it must be all right because he's a liberal. I don't know. It's just really scary. I know that my great uncle, and he was older, and so when he died of a respiratory deal, we're like, oh, okay, well. And then across the street, my cousin dies of a respiratory illness just at home, wakes up one morning, he's dead. And then my uncle takes care of him, and well, he's sick for a few days and finds him dead in the morning, and then he fights it for a month and dies, totally great shape. Dead. And the doctors are like, it's some kind of mystery illness, viral or bacterial. It's a mix. It's killing people. We're turning people back. It's incredible, but it's not on the news. And then now they're saying mystery illness. You know, thousands of kids per hospital, hundreds at this one, 500 at that one. We don't know. It's all the antibiotics. It's all the GMO. It's all the secret testing. It's just who knows what's going on. When you've got it in the U.S. Code in Title 50, Chapter 32, U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1528, Paragraph B, that chemical, biological, radiological testing is illegal unless it's for law enforcement or research purposes. And then even lethal testing is A-OK. That's the kind of stuff they've had on the books for a long time. The average person reads it into a lawyer and they go, no, that bans it. Until it says to go to this subsection, unless it's for research purposes or law enforcement purposes. Really, they let our troops use DU. They wouldn't let the troops use that until 1990. They had it in the 50s. Because they knew it was a death penalty to whoever used it. It would destroy their kidneys and destroy their lungs. But they let them use it. They knew. They knew the whole time. Why doesn't the elite care that reactors are leaking all over? Why don't they care that GMO and all the big studies sterilizes the guinea pigs within three generations? I mean, I sell books that are like textbooks showing it, documented mainline studies. Or we've had the scientists on. It's on record. What's going on? I mean, is it like evil space aliens run the government or something and just want to know? Whatever it is, and I'm not saying it's really space aliens, for the New York Times comes out and says that. What I'm saying is it might as well be Joseph Mengele. Well, why did Joseph Mengele do experiments on thousands of kids, torturing them in horrible ways? And it was admitted in Nuremberg he would take four or five kids out a few times a week just to the forest and give them chocolate bars. He'd ride them out with the SS in the back of a big Mercedes. He'd get them out and give them chocolate bars. And he'd watch them eat the chocolate bars, and then he'd pull a Luger out and shoot them all in the head. It's like Lenin would go to an island. This was documented. Populate a little island in the middle of a pond with thousands of white rabbits, and he would just run around biting them and killing them and stabbing them just all day, just mentally ill, crazy people. And they want power, and they get into power, and it's over. So whether this is manufactured or not, why? They've never brought Ebola patients here before. That's the thing. They just don't care. They publicly fund Al-Qaeda. They publicly bring Ebola. They publicly ship guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They publicly open the border wide open. They publicly put veterans on death lists. They publicly are just absolutely out of their minds. I mean, Apple has the worst factories in China on record, with forced abortion, forced drugging, 18-hour workdays, and suicide nets. But it's okay because they wear purple shirts and lisp and walk around effeminately going, incredible. I mean, I think you could strangle babies in front of a whole sports stadium of people if you were wearing a pink shirt and went, liberal.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that give your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure Soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-281-6805. That's 1-800-281-6805.
I say I shot the sheriff, but Doc Ferris was in San Felipe. Yeah.
Freedom came my way one day.
Freedom came my way one day. And I started out of town, yeah.
He got out of prison. He saw and Sheriff John Brown.
Mother, I saw Sheriff John Brown.
So I shot him.
So I shot
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here. Back weeknights, 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars Nightly News. Yeah, I shot the sheriff. But I didn't shoot the deputy. We're going to go to Steve and Ryan and Eric and Jordan and Steve and many others here in just a few minutes. Steve is watching on Roku right now. We are on Roku and Boxy and a bunch of the platforms. Always important to add that. Been on them for years. With this clip, we transferred it over so quick we don't have the video. It's from audio. This is 30 minutes ago on Fox News. I'm in there getting a cup of water during the break in the break room down the hall. And they have their own reporter going, I don't want this new Apple iWatch or this iPhone 6. It's on when I'm in the room all the time. And that's the thing. I ran in and checked it. It's on all the time and admits it's looking out for you, reporting back if you have a problem. And then this morning I saw a TV ad for the new cars coming out that automatically slam on the brakes and stuff and automatically make you avoid things. That sounds wonderful, folks, except they can hijack those and kill you with them. That's not just an X-Files episode 15 years ago. And they already have the drones that are autonomous. The robots are already in control. The thermostat already controls what you do. The globalists run it. The New World Order has a ghost in the machine of all these computers and things as Trojan horses to socially control us. There's stinking microphones hidden everywhere now. And they're just now telling the public because they're starting to openly use it. I mean, this is an authoritarian wave all sold by Trendies as fun. And I want one of the iWatches because it's got a whole bunch of great things. It does. Be like on a hot day, a big old glass of lemonade. Been out working in the fields all day, but it's got one drop of cyanide in it. You can't even taste it, but it'll kill you. You understand that? You clear on what I'm saying, ladies and gentlemen? Believe me, I want that fruit. I want that apple. I want that knowledge. I want it. I got it. My kids want it. But it's built by evil people. It's built in pain. It's built in slave dungeons. Why is everything so evil about it? Why is it headed up by Al Gore? Because it's what they do. It's the old African fable of the toad or the frog and the scorpion. And the scorpion comes over to the frog and says, I'd like you to give me a ride across the river. The frog says, you're a scorpion. You'll sting and kill me. He said, no, I promise. I'm going to be nice. Just be friendly, frog. You have a good demeanor, and frogs are known for being nice. Will you just give me a ride across and be helpful? So the frog goes, okay, you promise. He gets off the other side. Scorpion jumps off. Bam, hits him. The frog is laying there dying. He says, why'd you do that? And he said, because I'm a scorpion. So, let me tell you, these devices are meant to dominate markets and take over the world and surveil everything you do. This is the next level to the chip. It's going to go to Google Glasses, and it's going to go to contact lenses, and then those aren't going to work right, and it's going to be brain implants. My uncle just got a brain implant. My dad's brother. He was in a motorcycle accident. He's had convulsions for 20-plus years from it. He went and got this brain implant, and as soon as it starts to pick up too much brain activity, it pulses. He has like a one-second convulsion, and then he's back to normal. It's changed his life. He got it a few months ago. It's not that that technology isn't helpful. It's that the New World Order can jack it and control it and add things to it, and they always do. Let's go to this Fox News clip.
And speaking of the health apps, Shannon, we actually saw a new feature on the iPhone 6 where Apple will have a new processor that can actually tell what exercise you are doing. So for me, it might be like, hey, Lauren, you're sitting on the couch. I don't want to hear that all the time. But maybe that'll get people off the couch and they'll let you know you're running now at this pace or whatever. So it's all these health aspects that are being brought into the iPhone.
And then we have a larger clip where they go on to say, man, I don't want that. That's like Big Brother. That's like the telescreen. But here they are. That's what this, oh, the car's watching me. Oh, the car knows that I left a kid in it when it's hot. Oh, it's watching you. Did you hear what you just said? It's listening to you. And it isn't the Archangel Michael at the other end of that machine. It isn't Santa Claus either. It isn't somebody nice. It's El Diablo. It's the New World Order. The guys that run the child kidnapping rings. The people that shoot kids up with syphilis.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard about the essential qualities of iodine when it comes to your well-being, and you've read the opinions of top experts regarding this good member of the halogen family. Still, reports indicate that iodine is absent in sufficient amounts from the daily lives of countless people worldwide. Now, our extra-strength new nascent iodine formula is here. Survival Shield X2, leading the way into the next generation of super high-quality nascent iodine. InfoWars Life Survival Shield X2 is derived from 200-plus million-year-old salt solutions found more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. The result is a unique nascent iodine that is both concentrated and free of unwanted additives, genetically modified ingredients, and completely vegan. We even pre-screen our Survival Shield X2 iodine for radiation. Pure, clean, and sourced from deep within the Earth, X2 nascent iodine is available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call 1-888-253-3139.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chicago, Chicago, I will show you around. I love it. Bet your bottom dollar you lose the blues in Chicago, Chicago, the town that Billy Sunday couldn't shut down.
We're going to be going up to Chicago here in a moment.
State Street, that great
to get our report from Buckley Hammond, my cousin, one of the original InfoWars, going back 20 years. He was there actually 22 years ago when I was first trying to get into media. And he's now joined the team again after working in national television in the last decade. He's out there reporting for us. I wanted him to go to Chicago specifically to get HD video for Obama Deception 2. Dealing with the hidden microphones that are hidden in sculptures there directly out of 1984. So we're going to have that filed report after we talk to him via audio Skype to preface the report here in just a moment. There's an AP headline out today that New York City approves sensors to pinpoint gunfire, but then they admit that it also records conversations. How do you roll out microphones nationwide hooked into the NSA with keyword? Well, you say it's a gunshot detector. Why? And so is your iPhone watch. That's when, and of course, O'Brien in 1984 is a good guy. So this is how they roll it all out. As long as it's done in a lisping NPR voice with a guy in a purple shirt who talks real slow and shows you lots of images of trendies wearing it, it must be okay. Well, it would be okay if it wasn't covertly, now admittedly, designed to control populations. So that's coming up. Speaking of that, Facebook bans gun owners but allows kitten torture video. Yeah, they've been allowing ISIS to recruit as well. We're constantly censored on Facebook. People say, well, then why do you use it? Well, because we're still able to reach people there. Facebook has, I mean, they want to keep us off of it for a reason. Facebook has no problem with a kitten torture video on its site, but when Facebook users talk about guns, the social media giant will censor them with zeal. And then we link to mainstream articles admitting all of it. They will not let you badmouth anybody that wants gun control or speak out against it. But if you want to torture kittens, why, that's the hot, trendy thing. By the way, that has been for a few years. I kept seeing, like, just on mainline sites and on YouTube, good-looking women, like, kicking kittens around and stuff. And I guess with a decadent slob society that's never been through any crisis, that's the hottest thing. Makes me want to break people's noses. Not the woman doing it so much as whoever's into that and wants to videotape it. Of course, the woman, too, needs to go to jail. Just what type of freaks are in this society? Talk about the decline of the Roman Empire. What about the decline of the Western Empire? So that story's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and needs to go viral. Now, before we go any further, please don't forget this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Non-GMO, super high quality, very affordable, storable foods that last up to 20 years. Great customer service, 866-229-0927. As unstable as the world is now, I got storable food. And if I never have to eat it, great. Things were okay, but you need to have an ace in the hole. Firearms, water filtration, and high-quality storable foods. The place to get a lot of your preparedness items, a.k.a. food, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. We also have their entire food line at InfoWarsStore.com, but it's probably a wider selection at MyPatriotSupply.com. And finally, we got a big meter running here. I call it mid-air refueling, war bonds. I'd want to have more reporters on the ground. Leanne McAdoo and SSG Joe Biggs are on their way to cover 9/11 events in New York. When the feds say they believe a terror attack will happen, I don't really think one will, but there might. I mean, the chatter they're getting and what they're saying, who knows? Point is, they're going to be in New York. I need another line of reporters as well. There's a lot of the reporters here double as video editors. Controllers when we're doing the nightly news, running the board, finding the clips, doing the research, writing the articles. We're trying to beef up here in the face of what's going on, and we're able to do that when you shop with the white hats, when you shop with the good guys, when you go to InfoWarsStore.com, and we just got the best water filtration, films, books, Patriot apparel, so many other items. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, Made in 1776.com takes you to the subsection with the Made in America Patriot apparel. You'll notice most of the belt buckles are sold out, but we do have more coming in soon. We have a new Molon Labe that I haven't even talked about that I designed again, the basic design, with our designer. And I think it's even better than our last one that became our best seller. It's an American flag hanging straight down with the Spartan helmet looking straight on with two 308 rounds crossed with 1776, InfoWars.com, with an American flag, special forces style, on the shoulder, and then another message on the back. So this is a literal bestseller. A big InfoWars.com on the back with two stars. And then on the front, There's not even a com on the back. It's just as InfoWars. And people ask, what's that? And the front is, I believe, the best-looking gun shirt ever made. And it's not a bestseller yet. The last one is our all-time bestseller. I knew it would be our all-time bestseller. I know your taste because your taste is mine. This is a shirt I will wear out. This is a shirt that I do wear out. This is a shirt that I promote. And I just realized they came in last week, and I haven't taken some home to wash them, and I haven't sported them yet. Made in America show. Go to InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I guess it's called the 50 cal Molon Lambe. I guess those are 50 cal size cartridges. I guess they're two proper size. I just thought they looked like 308 from a distance. So it's called the 50 cal shirt. I didn't come up with a name. I just came up with a design. I wanted two crossed with the helmet looking straight on with 1776, an American flag straight down with Molon Lambe. And boy, our designer knocked it out of the park with that American flag on the shoulder. People say, hey, that flag's a symbol of evil. You know what? I'm taking that symbol back. It means Second Amendment, freedom, private property. The New World Order is attacking this country for a reason. They want to exploit us, use us to take over, and then implode us. I do not reject the symbol of a pyramid anymore. I used to say no pyramids on anything, but not anymore. The symbol of the pyramid is just a powerful archetypal symbol. Why does the New World Order get to have it? One time we had a prison planet designer make it with the planet with the sun rising behind it, and people said that I was Illuminati because the Illuminati sometimes uses that symbol. No, I like a sunrise over the earth, the symbol of a new beginning, the light coming back. The globalists claim they are the people bringing light. They are bringing darkness. We allow them to dominate and control everything. It's time to take the symbols back. What's good about the American flag? They've already banned in the military most of the patriot symbols. George Washington, don't tread on me. Next, they're going to go after the American flag. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you, we have to take it all back and make it ours. The globalists have made every symbol out there theirs. I'm going to stop right there. Buckley Hammond is joining us, reporting from the Midwest. He's been in Chicago the last few days, talking to locals on the street, and he filed this report we're about to premiere today, dealing with hidden microphones that we first discovered decades ago going up around the country, I guess 1998, so that's about 15, 16 years ago. But we know they went in decades ago in tests. Now they're going in by the thousands per city from Boston to Dallas, Texas, from Chicago to L.A., and they're keyword software logging along with bundles of cell receivers and are also grabbing everybody's data. We broke that with Mikhail Phelan last year, investigative journalist, with the secret Homeland Security documents that became national news. Now they're playing dumb, saying they don't know what they are in Chicago or who put up these sculptures and cell towers. We have the grants. It's Homeland Security. That's how dumb they think you are. So now that you are admitting that they're microphones, they're spinning it, calling them gunshot detectors, because, of course, you can run that software over a microphone as well. So technically that's true, but they're not telling you the rest of the story. Buckley Hammond for InfoWars.com, break down this report we're all about to see and hear.
Well, you know, this is you totally hit the nail on the head, and this story I think is a lot bigger than what people realize, because just like you're saying, each time that they roll these systems out, they try to sort of spin it and try to make people think that it's some sort of beneficial circumstance that they're trying to ameliorate or something. Because you know, one of the polls that we walked up on had a big whole sign that was talking about how it was better for the environment because it uses solar energy and wind energy. But it's really just to sort of, you know, initially pierce the consciousness of the people so that they walk around and they see something and then they think it's innocuous and they don't realize that it's actually eroding their freedoms. And speaking of the people in Chicago, you know, I've spent the better part of the last decade up in Chicago, and they are just wonderful, honest, salt of the earth people. They're really intelligent, and so much creativity and warmth, you know, from the people in Chicago and in the Midwest in general.
You fell in love with Chicago.
Absolutely. I have a lot of admiration for the people up there. But, you know, one of the things that's really interesting is that when we shot this report and even walking around and talking to people, to a person, every single one of the people that we talked to was aghast. They were horrified that these programs were being rolled out, especially when, you know, I sort of described what the ultimate result and goal and possibilities.
We're going to come back and talk about that after the report, but that's the good news. The people are against it, but the system is still doing it. That's why they want to keep it secret. We're not keeping it secret. Here's the report.
Chicago, the quintessential American city, renowned for its innovative architecture, art, and culture of honest, hardworking people. Something is not right in this all-American city. There's a quiet technological program that is slowly being rolled out that will further erode the privacy and rights of its citizens. We hit the streets to find out the real story.
Here we are at Benito Juarez High School in Chicago, where behind me you can see one of these technological light poles that's been installed. This right here is billed as a hybrid system, and supposedly all it does is it collects energy through wind and solar to create ambient lighting in the evenings. These systems are usually introduced as a guise for collecting large metadata or for somehow helping the environment in one way or another, when we know that the truth is altogether more sinister. First, it'll be a system like this. Next, it'll be a system that's just collecting metadata, like the NSA says. And then they'll go beyond that to introduce their complete and total totalitarian system right here in the heartland of America. Behind me is an example of one of the most nefarious systems that's been installed in Chicago.
This is a speed camera. These cameras were installed on the streets of Chicago against a major public outcry. These cameras, in addition to the red light cameras, are just more robots using automation to slowly strip you of your right to privacy. And many conclusive studies have actually found that it makes driving even more dangerous.
This pole right here is a perfect example of a totalitarian system that's put in against the will of the people to take your rights away. Now let's talk about the sculptures that are going to be tracking all the data on our cell phones as we walk by. Sculpture. It stirs the senses, and as art can feed the soul. Usually we think of it as a passive object, innocuous. Or is it?
The Chicago Tribune reported that this program was being rolled out into the core of the city. Sensors disguised as decorative sculpture would scoop up big data on the surrounding environment and the people passing below. The sensors would be enabled to observe cell phone traffic and collect data on pedestrian behavior. These spy devices would be positioned in the highest traffic areas downtown, along the corridor of the Magnificent Mile and the surrounding loop. The proponents of the system argue that their intentions are pure, that the data gathered would be used only for better understanding the environment and nothing more. However, privacy advocates warn of potential abuses, and that setting this precedence would open the door for further digital intrusion. The most disturbing aspect of this program is that it seems it will be implemented with little oversight and almost no public consent.
Here we are across the street from the Tribune newspaper building, who published the article about the sculptures that are going to contain the sensors that are collecting your data. We're going to ask some people here in Chicago on the street what they think about that idea. So Chicago is going to be implementing a program where they're going to be putting up sensors on light poles that are disguised as sculptures that's going to be collecting your data as you walk by off of your cell phone. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that this is a complete invasion of privacy. I mean, whatever I'm doing on my phone is my business. It's not the government's business, and it most certainly isn't the people of the world's business.
No, that's far out. I haven't heard anything about sensors on statues. That's crazy. But now that I think about it, it doesn't surprise me. Everything collects your data these days.
I think it's a really big invasion of privacy. It's kind of unfair. A lot of people have a lot of private stuff on their phones, important information that can really, like, just mess them up if that ever gets, like, into the wrong hands.
I honestly think that that is very dangerous because a lot of people don't have protection on their phone, so it can easily take the information off of your phone and be used for anything and you wouldn't even know it.
I haven't heard of the program, but it's very intrusive, in my opinion, because everyone's entitled to their own, you know, privacy, so they can just access it. That's not good.
To be quite frank, I think you're invading people's privacy.
In light of all the recent celebrity scandals where protected information has leaked, would you trust Chicago with your private information?
No, not at all. I wouldn't even trust my friends with it, so I wouldn't trust. I wouldn't trust, you know, Chicago. We don't know what they're doing, and they're not going to tell us. So.
No, not at all. Celebrity or no celebrity, you know, it's just an invasion of people's privacy. We should be able to live normal lives without having to worry about a sculpture, having a camera inside of it.
Probably not. I'm pretty private about my data. Yeah.
I wouldn't trust my own neighbor with my personal information. I mean, I can't trust Apple, who's a large corporation who's supposed to secure my information, and I can't have photos on my phone without being publicized. Yes, that does go back to proper parenting, but that's no one's business but my own.
No, because there's so many people here that we're all just kind of numbers in a way, and it's like they can do whatever they want.
No, I don't trust Chicago with a lot of things.
Any way to avoid it is the best way.
Talk to the Chicago board and tell them not to put, you know, things on our sculptures, and our privacy is important to us.
Don't do it. It's kind of bad. They'd get a lot of, like, negative response to it. It's just not going to work out.
Make sure you check your privacy notifications and guard your data. That's your information, so you should be protecting it as much as you can.
Leave us alone. Sorry.
I would say prepare to go to the next election and vote for the people who support your privacy and who aren't trying to impose on every person's life and their liberties.
Thank you very much. There you have it. So as you can see, there are always people that are trying to take our freedoms and penetrate our privacy by rolling out these quiet programs where they take something as innocuous as sculpture and try to use it against us. This is Buckley Hammond signing off for InfoWars.com.
That's right, and they do it premeditatedly, illegally, and then tell us it doesn't exist.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is key to wellness, and ProEM1 is the key to digestive health. ProEM1 is a daily liquid probiotic that improves food absorption and supports weight loss by removing toxins from your system. Recommended by doctors, ProEM1 is 100% natural, organic, non-GMO, wheat, soy, gluten, and dairy-free. Call us today at 888-611-8025 or visit ProEM1.com to save over $25 on your order. That's 888-611-8025 or ProEM1.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hard-working American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Apple's got Bono, the UN sympathizer, globalist, who's been caught giving less than 2% of the charity money he raises for children to the children. He keeps it for himself, a fat, disgusting maggot pig. Salvation Army gives 90%. The other 10% runs the organization. Bill Clinton gives more than 50% of the money to his jets and houses for the little African kids. These people want to. I want to throw up. I just get Apple off the screen. And all these companies are bad news at that level, but Apple is just particularly nasty and surveilling us. And Buckley, that leads us to the next level. The Apple iPhone 6, the new wristwatch, it admittedly tracks and watches you in their rollout, and you buy and sell with your thumb. Do people realize how much danger we're all in?
Well, it's interesting because it seemed like when I was talking to a lot of people, they were very conscious and aware of their privacy. And I was just looking over this the Apple blog about the release, and something really struck me. There was this statement on there where it says the iPhone 6 can judge distance and elevation so you can get credit for flights of stairs and all of those fitness apps. Well, that instantly, I just thought back to like, man, if...
It's carbon credits taxing us like THX-113A on our amount of exercise and all that data is to be given to the insurance companies. This is the total surveillance grid taxing you for drinking beer. It's here. Apple is the UN. They are Satan. They are the devil. They are horrible. They run death camps. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, all that is true, but, you know, it's so interesting that technology, like just about everything, is a double-edged sword. In fact, you know, I shot that report that we just watched on an iPhone, and so it's amazing that I could just have a microphone plug it into my iPhone. My fiance was the camera person, and she shot it, and you know, we edited it and put it up, and it wasn't probably the best report ever in the you know, span of humanity, but it's pretty amazing that with the technology which you can use it for if you use it correctly. And what I think
exactly, again, it's got all the little pieces of tech that engineers develop are great, but put together, fused, it is a tool of Sauron. It is designed to enslave, and it's built in death factories.
Yes, I think that that's a really reprehensible aspect of it. One of the things that I think is the most important is that it's up to us to pass on to the next generation the principles of liberty so that they understand
the foundation. It's up to jailbreak the phones. It's up to block the bad apps. It's up to us to tear those things apart and use them against the New World Order. If you've got an Apple product, especially, folks, and I like them over the others as well, you've got to use it against Apple. I know that sounds weird, but I'm saying we know it's an evil device. We know what it's for. We try to turn it towards as much good as possible. Does that mean the ring can be used for good? Only for a season. But I'm being honest about my hypocrisy. Go ahead.
Well, you know, like anything, I think there's, you know, two ends of the spectrum. You know, on one end, you have the transhumanists who are urging us to move towards a singularity where man melds with machine. And then on the other end, you have us info warriors. And even though we're often accused of being Luddites by people that are real excited about technology, it's not true. It's about the fundamental use of technology.
We don't like designing technology to be anti-human and not include. Look, listen, the real transhumanists, not the pop ones, but the real ones are just eugenicists. It was founded by eugenicists. Does the average transhumanist even know who founded? No, they don't. It's Julian Huxley, the head of UNESCO, the head of the UN, the same people that run Apple, the same people with Bono or gonorrhea or whatever his name is. This is what we're talking about. I know what's going on. I've done the research. Ignore it at your own peril. It's an evil system. The transhumanists say they're not going to give us a choice. Well, that's authoritarianism, Buckley.
I agree 100%, but one thing that I think is so important is spreading this message, and as evidenced by that report, everyone can go out and do that. Go out, get your cell phones, go out, get your video camera, shoot a report, put it on YouTube, spread the word, make people aware of liberty,
yes.
Make them aware that the future is humanity, the future is freedom, the future is liberty.
Absolutely. Well done, Buckley and crew, and Miranda, who helped shoot that. We're going into overdrive. I promise I'm going to Steve, Ryan, and Eric. I'm not sure about Jordan and other ones, but...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball...
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars. Building independent media.
operation.
Let the worst people get control and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime Directive takes credit, Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting us.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.